is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves got back to winning. They had a 114-93 win over Charlotte last night at the Target Center. Head coach Chris Finch says it started on defense.
We got to stack these type of defensive efforts on top of each other. But early part of the season as a coach, like, you're not sure what to trust about your team yet. You know what's in them, but you have to see it all the time to really trust it. So that was our most sustained effort. So that's a good start. We talked a lot about that and how it needed to be like that.
Naz Reid led all scorers with 25. The Gopher women's basketball team opened the season with a dominating 89-48 win over Central Connecticut State last night. Nebraska transfer Annika Stewart came off the bench, leading the way with 18 points. Head coach Don Plitzewhite.
I love the possession where she hit a three, she took another three, and then she posted up, and then she scored it inside. And I think that's what she has to do, is really become that really versatile post kid that's really willing to go down low and make things happen for us, too. And I thought she played really, really well. I think she's a very good leader for us and made a lot of really good things happen.
The Gophers will host Vermont on Friday. The Gopher men host Oral Roberts tomorrow. The Gopher football team hits the practice field this morning. They're gearing up for Saturday's game at Rutgers. Head coach P.J. Fleck says there are several connections between the two programs.
That can't be the focus. That's not going to be the focus. The focus is on going to get this football team better. They're going to work on being better, I'm sure, on their other side, and we're going to focus on being better. They just have an extra week ahead of us, and so we've got a lot of work to do to play catch-up to get our football team better, to find a way to be 1-0 against a really good team.
Rutgers had a bye week last week. Vikings kicker Will Reichert's nursing a thigh injury, and head coach Kevin O'Connell says,
we're still in the process of evaluating that quad injury, and I'll keep you guys posted as we kind of solidify a timeline there on that, and if we're going to need to possibly bring in some kickers to potentially take a look at.
The Vikings will visit Jacksonville on Sunday. This is MNN Sports.